It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking again.
I love scotch. Scotchy's got scotch. Tequila!
Yes, it's that time again, the Susie drink of the week. Here comes the beverage cart.
Bring in the cart.
This cart is old and rickety, and it's full of junk to make the drink. What are we making today?
We're making a Ring My Bell, and this is going to be a lot of fun and delicious. Okay, first of all, you get yourself a rocks glass and some ice, and you fill it up.
We are off to the races. We are right into this drink this week.
Right in. Okay.
And I see a big pile of cilantro there.
Right. Okay. So for, you get yourself your glass that you're going to muddle some stuff into.
All right.
And first thing you want to put in there is a bunch of yellow pepper. A yellow bell pepper. This is hence Ring My Bell.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. Then you put in a shot of tequila.
Does the yellow pepper taste different than a green pepper?
Yeah, it's sweeter.
Okay.
It's sweeter. Okay. So you put in a good healthy shot of tequila.
Wow, splashing everywhere.
It always does, Dean. A good bartender is not neat.
That's what I tell my wife, you know, when I'm in the kitchen, because she's on cleanup.
Right.
I do the cooking, but then she has to... I'm like, hey, I worked in a professional kitchen, you know, Mr. Steak, back in the day.
Right.
And this is the way it is in the kitchen.
Yeah, it is. Okay, then you take a half an ounce of lemon juice and put it in the shaker. And then you get some agave syrup and you put in a half ounce of agave.
Okay. By the way, you can see this on Facebook Live.
There's also a special video that we did at the Bell Station bar where I cut you guys out and it's just me and it's really good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. And then you get your chili, your sriracha chili. How do you say it? Sriracha?
Not that way.
Yeah, sriracha. S-R-I-R-A-C-H.
Sriracha.
And you're going to put in a few dashes of the sriracha.
Okay.
Good squirt.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, hang on. Whoa.
Okay.
That might be a bit much.
Then you get your Saint-Germain, which is the elderflower liqueur.
Saint-Germain.
And you put in a half an ounce.
Your mother smelled of elderberry. I forget how that went.
Is it open?
Right. Oh, you know what? Like the weird...
Cap failure.
Okay, could you get that, that cap?
Sometimes you open the cap, but there's a secret part of the cap that got stuck.
Yeah, stayed on there. Okay, then you get
some
cilantro. Just a little handful of it.
Okay.
Put it in there. And let's see, how much of this Saint-Germain?
Saint-Germain.
Okay.
Elderberry, it's kind of what?
Get out of the way.
What does that taste like?
Gotcha.
Fruity?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
And then you want to muddle it. Now, for some reason, my muddler is missing.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just using like a little cinnamon jar.
Okay, whatever works in a pinch. That's the way it is in the kitchen, okay? I used to work in the kitchen.
When you muddle, you just kind of mush it all together and you're releasing all the flavor from the peppers and
all the
cilantro.
Juices.
Yeah. Then you add ice. And you shake it.
This is interesting. You have so many different flavors. You've got sweet, you've got spicy, you've got the berry.
Yeah. Then you strain it into the glass.
It pours out orange.
It's like pear juice almost.
Yeah, interesting.
I think this is going to be very spicy.
This looks like a morning beverage to me.
Yeah.
Like a Bloody Mary, but more
almost,
orange.
Yeah, almost.
And then you take some bitters and you put a little shake of bitters on top. And garnish it with a pepper
hunk of
slice.
Pepper.
All right.
And there you go.
That
is the Ring My Bell.
Let's taste it and vote whether it's good or not. Whoa, there's a bite to this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not...
It's not too bad, is it?
It's not overwhelming. I mean, it's a spicy drink.
It's pretty, yeah. It's good. I like it.
This is like when you're at the airport and you order Bloody Mary and they go haywire with the pepper or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to do
it. It's like if you spilled your tequila in your salsa and just drank it out the little dish, you know?
It is a little chunky in there with some of the pulp from all that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
fiesta in my mouth.
What do you think, Hoss?
It's swallow.
Yeah, I had a feeling you'd like it, and I know. I know Susie likes it.
Well, you know, I have the GERD, and so this might come back to haunt me.
This is GERD in a glass.
Yeah, totally.
Grab a pancake from the kitchen to calm it down.
Guaranteed GERD.
So this is a unanimous swallow this week on the Susie Drink of the Week. It's a winner, and if you want to learn how to make it, we're going to post the ingredients on our social media for the Susie Drink of the Week. Drive safely.